بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The ayat that we were discussing, it comes at the end, towards the end, after the Christians of Najran came and they wanted to debate and establish which is the true religion. They thought, they maintained that Christianity was the right religion, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave them all the proofs where they have gone wrong and their wrong beliefs of believing that Isa alayhi salam, Jesus is Allah or is the son of Allah, etc. Or that is part of Allah, the Trinity they believe. When they had no answers for them, for that, and they still did not want to believe, then Allah Ta'ala revealed the ayat of Mubahala, that is to invoke the curses of Allah on those who are wrong. That also they refused. So it was clear that they were just stubborn and they did not want to accept the truth. After that, then in the ayats we read previously, Allah Ta'ala again invites them towards Islam. And this is the great compassion of Allah Ta'ala, that there is no losing of hope, that we keep on trying all along. In that, Allah Ta'ala mentioned that they had first taken Isa alayhi salam as the son of God or as part of God, etc. And also mention was made that they worship their ulama and their pious people, their buzurgs. So one Sahabi who was a Christian accepted Islam. So he told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we never worshipped our ulama and our pious people. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained to him that when you people believed what they said, which you knew was against the book of Allah, the Torah and the Injil, when they changed the laws and they made their own laws, you believed in that. So that is referred to as worshipping gods besides Allah Ta'ala. And Allah has made this more clear in the 10th Supara, where Allah Ta'ala says, اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله والمسيح ابن مريم. That these people, one great fault and mistake they made, that they took their ahbar, their ulama. And ahbar refers to great ulama, and they were great ulama. And rohban, their mashayikh, very pious people. When they took them as gods besides Allah Ta'ala, and separately Allah referred to Isa alayhi salam. And they made Isa alayhi salam also a god besides Allah Ta'ala. The common factor is that they made all of them gods besides Allah Ta'ala. The reasons were different. That the Ahbar and the Rahban, the ulama and the pious people, they did not worship them as they worshipped Isa alayhi salam, the statue of Isa alayhi salam, the cross. But that they took their laws, which were against the laws of Allah, and they gave those laws preference over the laws of Allah Ta'ala. That is what is called that they made them gods besides Allah. They gave preference to their laws over the laws of Allah Ta'ala. And they also believe worshipped Isa alayhi salam, and that was open worshipping. That they believe in him as the son of God, or that he is God himself, etc. So from here and throughout the Quran we find that ayats which have come of two types, and this can cause confusion to a person who does not study it properly. And that is, we have been commanded to follow the righteous and the pious people. And we follow our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and we have been commanded to follow all the Anbiya alayhi salam. But now we follow the Shariat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. But we respect and honor every Nabi, and we follow. They were all following Islam, and we all follow them. So we have been commanded in the Quran Sharif to follow our elders. Then in other ayats of the Quran, we have been criticized and warned not to follow our elders. So it seems to be a confusion. But who we are supposed to follow are those who guide us, aid us, tell us about the commands of Allah, and they guide us on that path. And which of the elders we are not to follow, who teach us against the Quran, against the Hadith, who teach us wrong things, they are also our elders, so we must not follow them. That happens within the ulama fraternity also. Those ulama who guide us to righteousness, we are commanded to follow them. And following them is not actually following them, is following the commands of Allah and His Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And those ulama who guide us wrongly to do things which are against deen, like every Muslim knows interest is haram. Now just changing the name and giving it Islamic banking name, etc., does not make it halal in any way. So that is wrong. Photography is haram clearly in Islam. By using a different means of making photo, that cannot make it halal. So we have to see. So those who lead us astray against the commands of Allah, there we are commanded not to follow them. So that is in the ulama fraternity. Then within our families also, we find the elders of our family, that many people also find it hard, that how can I go against my grandfather, how can I go against my uncles. But if they are teaching us the wrong things, we are commanded not to follow in the wrong things. If they teach us the right things, then we must follow them properly. Heart and soul, we must follow them. Then in the community also, we will find those elders in the community who lead us onto the right things and tell us what the commands of Allah are. And everyone, though we might not know the details, we are not ulama. We haven't studied Quran and Hadith in detail, but everyone knows what is right, what is wrong. So those who are telling us the right things, we must follow them in the community. And in the community, the elders of the community who are teaching us the wrong things, that we must not, for we are commanded not to follow them. So if we understand that and look at it holistically, then it's no confusion. It's a great aid then for a person to become strong and follow the right people. Even if now the unity is broken and you are two separate groups, it's no problem whatsoever. But we can't maintain unity on falsehood. Just to keep the peace and harmony and we go against the commands of Allah, that is not permitted in the least, but whatsoever. So this, if we understand that. Then another point of confusion which comes to some people is with regard to the Salafis. The Salafis, they also say that these ayat, they say, don't follow those people besides Allah Ta'ala. So they say, don't follow the four Imams. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi. You must follow directly Quran and Hadith. But it is the great shortness of the understanding or the nafsaniyat. They're just their own ego and their own pride. Otherwise, as Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi has clearly stated, that we are commanded to follow the Quran Sharif. That is basically what we are commanded. And we are not in a position to follow Quran Sharif directly, no matter what great ulama also we become. Like for example, the very first word of the Quran when it starts, Alif Lam Mim. Nobody can give the meaning of that. So we can't. So where we go to? Hadith. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam didn't teach us anything different from Quran Sharif. He opened the Quran Sharif and explained us fully what the Quran Sharif is. So when we are following Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we are not following somebody besides Allah. We are following Allah Ta'ala and we are getting the details how to follow Allah from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Quran Sharif clearly states, "May yutri Rasul faqad ata'a Allah." Whoever follows the Rasul, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is actually following Allah Ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, وَمَا يَنْتَقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. He didn't give us anything from his own side. It is only what Allah Ta'ala had informed him and that he taught us. And then Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi says, the four Imams haven't given us anything new also. From Quran and Hadith, and we are not in a position. First of all, the vast majority of us, we don't know Arabic. The ulama who know Arabic, but not of that level, that they can take out the deeper meanings of Quran and Hadith. They know the Arabic, but to a very limited level. So they are also not, and then it is not only the language, it is not only knowledge, it is taqwa that is required, it is piety that is required, it is devotion that is required. Today, how many of us are devoted to the cause of Islam, to be experts in that field? We find in a medical thing, we have a certain matter, then we go to the expert of that field, and we say that he will be able to help us. So who of us are the experts in the Quran? So it isn't only knowing the language, and even in the language we are deficient. So then, who have taught us the laws of the Quran and Hadith are the four Imams. They haven't taught us one thing from their own side. Clearly they stated that if they will find anything in my Mazhab which is against Quran and Hadith, follow the Quran and Hadith and don't follow my Mazhab. So they made it easy for us. The laws of wudu, where would we find them in the Quran Sharif? Very briefly and scantily. In the Hadith more. But how many different kitabs of Hadith? Where would we today, we haven't got time to make our namaz even. Where are we going to go and study all the Hadith kitabs and take out those masalas? The fuqaha put all the masalas for us in one place. And now we see easy that these things will break wuzu. This is the method of making wuzu. These are the sunnats of wuzu. These are the faraz of wuzu. You take one small kitab and everything on wuzu you get ready. We should have taken you to study the whole Quran, all the kitabs of Hadith, and then too you should not have reached that which you get so simple. So they made it easy for us. So the Salafis want to reinvent the wheel. And they say that we must go direct to Quran and Hadith with our complete deficient knowledge, taqwa, piety, nothing we have got. Where can we reach that level? So the prudent and wise thing is we follow the fuqaha. And after the fuqaha, Allah reward the great, great ulama that today in all languages, whether it is Urdu, whether it is in the other languages of the other countries, for us in English, we find our kitabs are in English. How to make wuzu, it is in English. Now we don't have to go and reinvent the wheel, it has been done for us. How to make namaz, the kitab is in English for us easily. It is there ready for us. The Arabic is in there, the transliteration is there. The translation is there. Everything has been done. So when we're following all that, we're not following the ulama. We are following what they teaching us of Quran and Hadith. Of the Hadith and of the Quran, what Allah has told us. And if any alim, if he teaches us the wrong things, whether it is with regard to the matters of interest, whether the matters of photography, intermingling of sexes, man and woman, that mixing freely and we say it's permissible, whether it's a matter of music and any alim say it's permissible, that we don't follow them at all. That will be then, in that case it is, that we are leaving Allah's command and we are following them, which is termed as worshipping them besides Allah Ta'ala. So if you understand this, this is very briefly explained, but very easy. If we just give it a little thought, we won't have any confusion, and we will know that who we have to follow of our elders, and then who are on the right path, hold very firmly on to them, and who are on the wrong path, stay very far from them, have nothing to do with them whatsoever, stay very far. So in this way, the whole Quran we will study, we won't have confusion. Where we are told to follow our elders, we'll understand which elders. And where we are told that don't follow our elders, we'll know which are the elders. We won't think that there is a mix-up here. One place we are told to follow the elders, another place we are said don't follow them. We'll understand it clearly. So Allah give us proper understanding of our deen, which is very straightforward, very easy. We just have to turn a bit towards it. We are busy in our dunya. Most of us will be going to our jobs now. Whole day we'll be at our job. We just somehow manage our namaz. Where are we going to study the details of deen? So those ulama who guide us to the right, we should follow them and shun those who teach us the wrong things. May Allah give us hidayah and guide our hearts towards righteousness. And the biggest worry of each one should be the akhirat. In the qabr, what's going to happen? Qiyamah's day, what is going to happen? Yeah, in this dunya, things will pass in whichever way. But there, it's going to be a very, very serious matter. May Allah guide us to right. Subhanallah.